One of the best analysts in the business is here in Florham Park because Mike Mayock is taking a look at the Jets, because you'll be doing their game early in the season against the Patriots in week two. Mike, what are your impressions of this team so far?
Yeah, week two, we're pretty excited about that up in Foxborough. And it's kind of been interesting for me because you really don't get a good feel till you get out there and see it in person. I had an opportunity to watch practice yesterday, then watch the game tape of your first two preseason games. And what I see is a lot of talent in that front seven defensively. Now, it's young, but you got three first-rounders. You got a third-rounder. Copels is a little bit dinged up, but I really like the athleticism on defense. It might take a little time, but boy, Sheldon Richardson can play. I think Muhammad Wilkerson is becoming one of the best young defensive linemen in football, and I think the rest of them just got to catch up a little bit.
Geno Smith, he's a kid you've watched a lot of tape on throughout the years. What do you anticipate happening for him in his rookie season?
It all depends how many snaps he gets. And again, that's out of my control. I can tell you what I saw on tape at West Virginia was a kid with a ton of talent, big arm, great feet, athletic, big, strong, but very raw. So when you throw that into the NFL, you've got to make some decisions. You've got Sanchez, who's going into his fifth year. You've got a very gifted, athletic quarterback that needs a lot of reps. So you've got to make some organizational decisions. Do you want to take some growing pains with the young kid and try and grow the offense around him? Or do you want to say, we really do believe in Mark Sanchez, we're going to try and win a bunch of football games this year? And I think that's a very difficult decision to make.
Now, whoever's taking snaps behind center, what I've been encouraged about here watching the Jets throughout the summer has been offensive coordinator Marty Morningweg. What did you think about that hire?
Well, I'm a Marty guy. I mean, I live in the Philadelphia area. I've watched what he did over the years. You know, I love the fact that they took Mike Devlin from a tight end coach, moved him to offensive line, because I think he's one of the best young offensive line coaches in the league. So I think what I see with Marty, and I'm a coach's son, so what coaching is all about to me is teaching. And I think Marty's a great teacher. Mike Devlin's a great teacher. So I think there's good teachers here with some young talent, which matches up well. So that's another reason why I look at these two quarterbacks, and I'm so anxious to see them.
What do you anticipate seeing in this division?
Well, you can say that New England's a team in transition all you want, but they haven't had a losing season since Belichick's first year. So to me, the organization is too solid. Tannehill, I think, will take a big step year two. And Buffalo, by the way, Buffalo's going to be pretty good. That E.J. Manuel, I like him. I mean, and they're well coached, and they're going to be better than people think. So I look at your division as New England. Somebody's got to step up and prove they can compete with them. But if not, I think all three of the other teams are in a race for second place.